Okay, guys, in this one, I want to talk about the importance of CTAs and show you also a couple of examples of what I mean, right? CTA stands for call to action, and you need to assume people watching your content are five-year-olds and dumb and they don't know what to do, okay? You need to guide them. So there's three types of CTAs you need. This is a must, right? A must, a non-negotiable. You need to do this, right? The first CTA is on every single YouTube video description, you need to add your link, okay? First one, non-negotiable, you need to do it. If you don't do it, you're gonna be losing money, right? So description. Second CTA is on the top comment, okay? Go here and write the comment, pin it, right? Pin the comment, love it and like it, okay? Second non-negotiable, this is pinned right here, okay? Right, because people are going to go through the description, click the links, people are going to want to go through and read the comments, and it's yet another opportunity to show them your link, okay? So blast the link here, blast the link here. Now, don't blast too many links. People become confused, right? The more choices you add, the less people are gonna make the right choice or choose anything at all. So don't add like a bunch of links. Just add one or two and one or two here as well. And the third one, non-negotiable too, is an in-video call to action. So in the middle of the video, in the end of the video, in the beginning of the video, anywhere in the video, tell them, listen guys, I'm gonna leave a link in the description for XYZ. Make sure to click it, try it out, give it a go, etc. Right? Make sure there's an in-video CTA. Very, very, very important. Because if you only do this one, doesn't work. If you don't do this one, doesn't work. This one doesn't work. You gotta do all three at the same time, okay? The most important one is this one, right? The in-video CTA. Speak the CTA, right? These are two written CTAs. The speaking of the CTA goes a long way. And I remember back in the day when Jake Paul, I know this is a bit of a weird example, but stick with me here. Surely you know who Jake Paul is and Logan Paul, these mega famous YouTubers, the biggest on the platform, right? Way back in the day, I saw some stats of his team where he was also posting daily vlogs. He was saying that every single time he added at the end of the video and in the middle of the video and in the beginning of the video, three in-video CTAs saying for people to subscribe, on those videos, you can track it, of course, he would get the more subscribers than if he weren't doing the CTAs. Now you might say, yeah, but those videos might have been getting more views. No, as a percentage of views to subscribers, so the ratio, the subscriber ratios from views to subscribers would be higher on the videos that he called them out doing the CTA. Say, guys, subscribe. Right. Welcome to the videos, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. Boom, first one. Then in the middle of the video, a break saying, listen, guys, make sure to subscribe if you want to see more content like this. And at the end of the video saying, listen, guys, if you enjoyed this, subscribe. So three in-video CTAs. And he saw a huge boost in the percentage of subscribers. So again, this is how important this is. Make sure there's always a CTA in your videos. And you're gonna forget this, but keep watching, like watch the video over and over again. Remember, you even add a post-it note saying, listen, I gotta do a CTA in my video. So add CTAs in your videos, maybe at least one, right? The more the better, right? You don't want, of course, overcrowd it, but the more the better. So these three types of CTAs are super important, okay? Because you need to drive people somewhere, right? And you do this with the written ones and the voice-based ones in video. Super, super important, and it is super important. And because I even recorded a view solely on this. So yeah, that's it. Do it, and I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.